Good afternoon. This is your H-Town Wheelhouse podcast coming to you live somewhere between League City and Friendswood, Texas. Last night, the Astros escaped a win in a frigid one last night with the only heat really provided by Justin Verlander's 7 scoreless innings, pitching a shutout. J.D. Davis getting off the schneid, hitting a double to score Correa. They added another run to make it a 2-0 win over the Twins. The Astros are going for a club record 10-2 start tonight and hope that Kikelangelo on the mound can find the magic that he showed us early in the season last year as well the season before. Former Cy Young pitcher Dallas Keuchel has struggled. He has not been terrible, but he has not been himself. Not only that, the run support has been minuscule at best. This Astros offense is not necessarily clicking on all cylinders, but when they do score runs, they score at least 6 or 7 runs per game. In the other games, they maybe average 1 or 2. They're split down the middle. So today, just going to hit on a couple things tonight. Who do we think is going to get the hot bat? Who do we think is going to come in and end up closing as Giles gives us another scare last night, possibly giving up the game or giving up a tie last night? And then where do we go from here? When Yuli comes up, who should go down? Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next segment. All right, let's talk about Dallas Keuchel, or otherwise known as Kikelangelo. First two games, he's only managed to get 7 strikeouts, pitch 11 total innings. He has a 3.27 ERA, which is not too shabby. The opponents are hitting .286 on him. Now, while that's not all-world hitting, that still is a pretty high average for Dallas Keuchel. Typically, he starts out fast and has great command of his fastball, the various pitches that he throws. We know that Keuchel doesn't pitch with high velocity, but he knows how to pick the corners and hit them. Now, some people would say his first start in Arlington, he was squeezed and picked apart a little bit by the umpires who weren't giving the Astros many calls on not just his start, but a few other starters as well. Regardless, what he's done with the 3.27 ERA, if the Astros would have at least averaged 4 runs in those 2 games each, they probably would have won and Kikelangelo would be 2-0 right now. But partly because he hasn't really found his groove, number one. Also because the bats haven't been woken up, he hasn't seen the early season success. Now, being in a free agency year, you wonder, is he dealing with subliminal pressure that he knows he's got to test the open market and whatever he does this year, he will be judged on? Keuchel can say, I was a former Cy Young, I've won this many games, I've got a World Series, I've got this many playoff wins, so on and so forth. But we all know that free agents these days are judged on the season that they just complete. And typically, in sports, you'll see an athlete have a banner season. For Keuchel, he has been a Cy Young. So how big of a possibility is it that Keuchel will have another Cy Young type year? You would think with the other 4 starters, we basically have 5 aces on this team. You would think the pressure would be off of him and he would be pitching so much more laser focused. But then again, it's the first week and a half of the season. I don't think we read too much into his struggles, but I think we honestly see that Dallas Keuchel, we know, has the ability to be a big game pitcher. Tonight, in the cold weather, not as cold as last night, he will be tested. And if he does not end up getting the win tonight, people will start scratching their head. The old question that happened the last 2 seasons, is Keuchel hurt? What's going on with Keuchel? Are his mechanics messed up? We know that Brent Strom is a mastermind and has turned Keuchel into the pitcher that he is. We're just hoping that maybe they figured some things out between his last start and tonight. And hopefully we'll see the Astros give him some run support, put a cooking number on the board, and then allow Keuchel to go in there and pitch 7 strong innings and get 10 strikeouts against these Minnesota Twins. So hopefully we can see that tonight. And I don't know. What are your predictions? My prediction is that he strikes out eight, that he gives up two runs, but I think the Astros score five tonight, and I think the Astros win 5-2. Hey there, sports fans. It's John Wheelhouse. Now, what we were going to do last night, I was going to give a quick game preview of the Twins and Astros with Dallas Keuchel going on the mound. We were going to talk about what he needed to do to get a win, and that didn't happen. The Astros have three losses on the season, all three of them coming when Dallas Keuchel pitches. He's now 0 wins, 2 losses, and 1 no decision. He has struck out a total of 17 batters in those three games. His ERA is at 4.20, relatively high for an early season. And with an offense that you thought that could spark us or get us to a win, despite giving up a few runs, it hasn't happened. The Astros only struck out 5 times last night. They had 5 walks. They left 18 on base. With runners in scoring position, they were 1-for-6. These kinds of things do not lend to victories. The bats have been relatively cold. Our top two batters are hitting under 200. Our middle of the lineup is hitting over 300 with the exception of Correa. But for the rest of the team, everybody's in the 100s. And when you look at the batting averages right now, it looks more like the 2013 Astros rather than the 2018 defending champion Astros. What's weird is the Twins, although Odorizzi got the win, he gave up 5 walks. He only struck out 4. But like I said, the Astros didn't turn opportunities into runs. Springer left 4 men on base. Correa left 4 men on base, hit into 2 double plays. Marwin had left 4 men on base. But even with all that, the Twins left 22 men on base and still scored 4 runs. They actually struck out 13 times, and they still scored 4 runs. They clearly got the job done. If you look at the way Dallas Keuchel was pitching last night, it wasn't terrible, but he could not hit a low strike to save his life. Some people say, well, the umpires were off or they were squeezing him. But man, every pitch he seemed to be pitching last night, down and inside, was almost catching dirt. He's truly struggling this year. Is there something going on with his neck? Is it a mental block? Is he just not in sync? Is he not feeling the ball right? Some people say, well, it was 30 degrees. Okay, it was 30 degrees for the Twins, too, and they won 4-1. But the Astros in the last 5 or 6 games have only managed no more than 2 runs in a game. And so what I see right now is early season woes. I'm hoping that they struggle now and they get sparked and they start hitting the ball and the pitchers continue to pitch and that doesn't allow discouragement to set in. All right, sports fans, let's do a quick pregame today, the Astros versus Twins. And if you hear this after the fact, it might be old news, but the game time is 12:10 Central Time. The 9-3 Astros take on the Twins, 5-4. You have Lance McCullers Jr. going with a 1-1 record, the 3.48 ERA and 17 strikeouts against Kyle Gibson, who's 1-0 with a .87 ERA with 9 strikeouts. Gibson escaped some trouble in the early innings in his last outing against the Mariners on Thursday, but Seattle pushed his pitch count up early and he threw just 4 1/3 innings and a no decision. He is 1-0. In his 2 starts. You have Lance McCullers, who's searching for his first quality start of the season. He's allowed runs in both of his starts this season, going 5 1/3 innings against Texas and 5 innings against the Padres. The Astros are hoping that he can give them a solid 7 innings. The Astros offense has been sputtering as of lately, but against Gibson, we have Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman with the most success. Bregman has hit for an average of .500 against him, and Altuve's at .333. The other Astros, Marwin Gonzalez, Evan Gattis, have both hit against him a total of 12 times combined and 0 hits.
Brian McCann, Jake Mariznick, and Josh Reddick have had minimal success, to where George Springer has had 5 at-bats and no hits. So, the Astros clearly have their work cut out for them today. Carlos Correa has never faced Kyle Gibson, so we'll just have to see. Against Lance McCullers, it doesn't look much better on the Twins side, as only 2 players have hit over 300 against him, and that's in 9 bats total, hitting in between 400 and 500 for an average. There have not been any home runs hit against him from these Twins. And I'm thinking with the weather that they'll have today and another cold day, you will not see many balls, if any, fly out of the ballpark. The ball's really held its own and been able to stay in the fences. Today, let's hope the offense can get something started, because what we have next is the Astros coming back home after a day off and taking on the Texas Rangers. And what better place to get your offense started than away on the road in Minnesota, gain that confidence, so when the Arlington Rangers come into town, we can take care of business and sweep them. But a win today will more than likely erase the woes of last night. Several hits today, 10, 12, 13 hits with RBIs and getting runs across the plate with runners in scoring position. Their risk needs to go way up. So let's go get them, Astros. Let's go, Astros fans. Support your team. It's on AT&T Root Sports Southwest. If you have that, you can go to the app, AT&T Root Sports Southwest. Watch it on your phone. There's no local block. Also, if you have MLB.tv and you have the correct cable service like DirecTV, like I do, or if you have, I believe, AT&T UVerse, you can sign up through the MLB.tv app, like $26 for the year, and you can watch the game live on your mobile device. So just know, even though I'm at work, I will have the game up and on silent. Let's go, Astros. Let's do this. Let's get to 10-3. Y'all have a good one. We'll talk here in a couple days.